Okay, this is Perek Yudbeis and Hilchos Kelim. The Rambam is going to continue to discuss halachas of kelim that are broken, and at what point they are more specific, so far as them becoming tahor and no longer being acquiring tumah. Halacha of kli etzim, kli or, kli etzim shnishru tahor mitumasam. So as we've discussed before, when a kli made out of wood or a kli made out of hides or a kli made out of bone that breaks, it becomes tahor from its previous state of being able to contract tumah. Chazar v'asa kli mishivrayim. Right now, here's the key thing. Let's say I went back and I put together the kli again from the broken pieces. Osha kibitz a shivrayim, or I gathered the broken pieces together. And I made new kelim with them. Hare elu kishar kelim tahorim shlo nitzmo mikodem chei makav mitzmo mikan lava. So basically, they go back to what they were before. They're a new kli, right? And therefore, they're able to go ahead and become susceptible to tuma. So do v'chein kli matacho shenishbu achar shentu b'taru. So too, a metal kli that breaks after became tuma, it becomes tar again. Let's say use that metal to make new kelim. It goes back to contracting tuma like originally. Now, metal kelim do not have complete tahar. Until you put them into a mikvah, when they are whole, or if they remain when they remain broken pieces. Halacha base. So that's what's key. This idea of the metal kli returning back to a state of tuma as it originally was is rabbinical. So why do they come up with this gezeira that the kli matachos should go back to their former status of being tame? Because what's going to happen? I'm going to go ahead and have a kli that contracts tuma. So I'll go ahead and melt it and make a new kli that same day. So if I say that this is Torah midaraisa, Yavolomar hashvira mitzaharis, then I'll come up to say that the broken piece, so to speak, is what it called breaking the kli into little pieces makes it tar. Vehatvila mitzaharis kisham, right? Sheim nishbar kishem sheim nishbar viticho v'asam enu kli kishahaya hariyot tar bo b'yom. Right. So what the person is going to say is that when it's broken, I melt it down and I make it into a new kli, it becomes tar on that day. What do you call it? Sorry. And I'm going to say that a kli doesn't have to wait until nightfall, and therefore I'll use it too early. That's why they enacted a gzera that tumah should still apply to them. Right? It doesn't matter if the kli got tumah from a dead body or from other source of tumah. So when you melt it down, chazo tumaso hayishana, it goes back to its original status of being tame, ajiyakbe, until it's put into a mikvah. Nita emes, but let's say it contracted tuma from a dead body, vehizo alav b'shlishi, and I poured water on the third day, bakra chitichu, and then I melted down, v'asak v'yachra, I made a different kli, vehizo alav b'shvi, and then I poured water on it, the paraduma water on the seventh day, v'itzvil, and then I put it in the mikvah, then I raise it tame, it's still tame, v'en hazaya shekodem hituch mitzarefes lazash achar hituch. So the sprinkling I did prior to melting it down does not combine together to the seventh day sprinkling after I melted down. Be'elot tahara, and there's no, it's not tahara, achiyaz elav shlishu shvi. I need to have a consistent third and seventh day of sprinkling of water, v'yatbel, in the mikvah. Kishu kli, kodim shvir, when it's a kli prior to breaking, o yaz elav shlishu shvi, v'yatbel achar shiatichena. Or the other situation is, I can go ahead and melt it down, have a paraduma water sprinkled on it on the third and seventh day, and then put it in the mikvah. Okay, alachadal, barzel, Tameh shebaluim barzel tahor. Let's say I have metal that's tameh and metal that's tahor, and they mix together. Imro mina tameh tameh. If most of it is tameh, it's tameh. If imro mina tahor tahor, if most of it's tahor, it's tahor. Mechza mechza tameh. If it's evenly split, it goes in favor of being tameh. V'chein teach shebalu beglalim. So too dirt that gets mixed up with cow manure. V'sarif hakol bekifshan. The whole thing is burnt inside an oven in a furnace. V'asau kli and it made it into a kli. Imro mina teach harezim akabel tameh. If most of it's dirt. And then it's mekabel tuma, neishu kli chayres, because it's earthenware. The roman neglalim, most of it comes from the feces, and mekabel tuma, it would not contract the tuma. L'chei kli matachos ha-tahorin, she'enchon be'anach tamei tmei. So let's say what it called a metal kli that's tahor is coated with something tamei, it's tamei. About osa kelim in anach, but someone who makes kelim from anach, the coating that's tamei, harein tahorin, the kli actually ends up being tahor. Lachavav kordam, so that's like a spade. Shaso mina barzel, then let's say it's made out of metal that's tahor. V'asa ushbo mina tame, but the blade part of it is made out of metal that's tame, then I raise it tame. Asa ushbo mina tahor, but let's say I reversed it. So let's say the blade is made out of tahor, about korda made of tame, but the rest of the tool is made out of something tame, haray to tahor. Shakoholech achar osim lacha, because it always goes, the status always goes after the that which constructs the work. Lachzayim kordom tahor. So let's say the spade that is tahor, shechasnu barzel. Let's say it's coated with impure metal that's barzel tame. It is considered tahor. Lachres kiton shasal min tame. So let's say a pitcher is made out of that which is tame, bishula min tahor, right? But the base of it's made out of metal at tahor. It is tahor. Asal min tahor. Let's say I made the pitcher out of tahor, bishula min tame, but the base is made of tame. It's tame. Shakol oleh achar mekaba osu malacha. Because in this case, it goes back. It goes based on the container aspect of it, which is going to do the primary activity or work or primary function of the clay. Look, that's klima tachos, metal kelim shenitma b'tuma shemidibri sofrim. Let's say it contracts rabbinical tuma. Could go and shenitma b'odazara. Let's say it got tame from idolatry uchiyotzuba. The nishbar and it broke v'tiro, and then he went ahead and melted it down. V'chazar osam in a kli acher, and they made a different kli from it. Harizis safek im chazar l'tumaso ha'yishena lo chazar. We're not sure if it goes back to its original status of being tame or not. Like a kli zechuchis, now going to a glass kli shenitbo, let's say it came tame, v'nishgru, and if it breaks, taharu, it becomes tahor k'chol kelim, like other kelim. V'afilu hiticha, if I melted it down, v'asaman kelim acherim, and I made other kelim out of it, enum chozun v'tumah, it doesn't go back to being tame, ha'yishana, its original tumah, l'fish ikr tumasa v'divrei sofrim, since it's rabbinical, k'moshi v'yarnu, lo gozol im v'tumah yishana, that's why they didn't decree up top of it for it to go back to its original status of being tame. So too, b'chein kli zchuchish nishbru. So too, a glass kli that broke. Afi sheshivrayan kalim. Even though its broken pieces are kalim, ruin l'tashvish, and I could use them for of some sort of function. Ho b'hem shivrei kalim, since they're considered broken pieces, enem makaban tuma, did not contract tuma l'fish enem doma l'picheres, because they're not like an actual earthenware kli. So Ketza, what's an example? Ka'ara shel zchuchis. Let's say I have a bowl that's made out of glass and nishbra that it breaks. V'hiskin shulim l'tashvish. And I, what do you call it? I make the base, I fix the base part. All right. Ina shulam makam tuma, that does not require tuma afi shehim makara, even though it is attached to the bowl. Vim kirsem as makam ashever. Let's say I smooth out or leveled out that area breaking, vishafu vishufin, and I smooth it out, file it down, and raise the makab el tuma. At that point, it would contract tuma. Lakudav, sluchis katana. So if I have a small bottle, a nitlis biyat achas, that can be carried with one hand, shenita pia, I took the mouth of it off, mikabel's tuma. Because I don't put my hand into it, but rather I pour from it. Aval gedola hanitlis v'shteyadayim, but a big pitcher or a bottle that I have to hold with two hands, shenital pia, that I took off the mouth of it. Tahara, why? Mishu chovels biyad v'shashamachis ado socha. Because basically, I'll injure my hand. I'll cut it if I stick my hand through, because now the mouthpiece is off of it. So to a flask that's used for perfume, alpi shekatana, even though it's small, in nitla pia, if the mouth of it breaks off, tahara. Because my finger is going to get cut when I stick it in there to release the perfume. So a large pitcher where the mouth of it was removed, it's still a kli because I could use it for pickling things. So when most of a glass cup is broken, it's tar. Nifgam bo shlish. If a third of it is the third of the circumference area is damaged, he shlish hikafo berov gavo tahor. So what it called? So it is still tahor. Nikave a hole is in it besusmo, and let's say I plug it in. Bain bebates bain bezef. It doesn't matter if I use tin or if I use some sort of tar material. It's tahor. That kos vatsluchis. So to a cup and a pitcher shenikvu that a hole is in it bain lamala bain lamata. Whether it's in the top or bottom part, the kli is not considered tahor. So let's say a hole is made in a pot or in a bowl. Shenikvu milmal at the top part of it. Tamein, it's tamei milmata. If it's the bottom part, it's tahor. Nizdaku, let's say it gets cracked. Im yichol mekabel asachamin kitzonin. If it's able to hold hot liquids, just like closed liquids, then it's tamei. Im lav, if not, tahor. Lachatazvava kosos hachatuchin. So cups that have little broken pieces in it. Afli shesosayin sorchin esapet. Even if the rim of it scratches my mouth when I drink from it, it's still mekablin tuma. Halacha tes zayin ha'aparches shel zchuchis. So when it comes to a glass dispenser, tahor shreyu kumo macha shein mekablin, because it is like what it called. It's basically not a container. It's there to give things out, not to hold things. Halacha zayin zchuchis osnasal mare. So when a glass item is used for like as a window, for instance, tahor, even though it can actually contain liquids, this type of pane glass can do it. Nonetheless, it's not what it's made for. Hatarbel shel zchuchis. So let's say a ladle made out of glass, shumikabel, that is able to receive items in it. Even though when I leave it on the table, it turns on its side. Veinu mekabel and won't receive anymore. I raise a mekabel tuma. Nonetheless, it still acquires tuma. Finally, lach yilches tamchuli shel zchuchis. So a pot that's made out of glass, shaso mare, that I make it into a pane, mekabel tuma. That it contracts tuma. Vimetchila aso lemare. If I originally made it for the purpose of being a pane, kedei shiyu dvarim shmenichem bo nirim macharav. So things that I put on it, I could see from behind. I raise a tar, that's tuma. The chol kli zchuch is any glass kli, im mekabel tuma. It does not contract tuma. Achetigamre melachtin kolchin until all the actions, all the required formative processes are finished, like any other kli. That ends Parakid Beis, and we'll continue with Parakid Gimel tomorrow.